Vaccine Act was passed in 86. It gave immunity from liability to the vaccine companies. There was then a gold rush by the vaccine companies to add new vaccines to schedule. Each new vaccine can guarantee that company up to $1 billion a year without any advertising or marketing costs, because the vaccines are mandated for 76 million children by the government. They can save money on safety studies because it's the only medical product that doesn't have to do relicensing safety trials. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in savings potentially. And they save money also on downstream liabilities because they're immune from liability. So these products are just like printing money. So there was a gold rush to add new ones. By 1989, the vaccine schedule had exploded.
The vaccine schedule ramped up dramatically. And that made them very, very wealthy, very powerful. They came to control the media. They came to control the medical profession, medical training, the medical societies, such as the American Academy of Pediatrics. They came to own doctors. They came to own medical schools. They came to own everything. They bought politicians. They bought people within the regulatory agencies like the FDA and the CDC. They bought influence, and they were very successful at doing it. And that made them even more powerful. And so we now face a situation, catastrophic situation, with the COVID shots, where once again, they put it onto the childhood vaccine schedule of recommended vaccines, so that those vaccines are now exempt from liability for death and injury.